Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and read by Lin Xiaowen.
Confucius Wisdom. Part 2. Leadership and Training. Make others and yourself successful. Chapter 17. Ability to think independently. Rumors can easily destroy the unity of an organization. Seek out the source of a rumor and set the facts straight. There are often rumors within an organization. A rumor results from a kind of cause and effect. Why do I say this? Because if your corporate culture tolerates rumors, rumors will spread like wildfire, become deep-rooted, and very difficult to extinguish. If you want to eradicate a rumor in an organization, you have to trace it back to its source. No matter whether I was working in North America or Taiwan, I've considered rumors to have frightening power and the most destructive effect. A rumor can extremely easily destroy a previously united organization. The only way to avoid this is to trace the rumor back to its source as soon as you hear about it. You must not allow erroneous reports to circulate, causing the rumor to continue to spread. Once I know about a rumor, the first thing I do is ask the person who spread it where he heard it from. I find that people who spread rumors often use the excuse that they cannot divulge the source of the information to avoid my questions. In such cases, my response is that if you're not willing to be open with me, then you'd better stand in my office until you think the matter through clearly. But even after you find the original source of the rumor, you cannot punish everyone who was involved. If you do that, no one will be willing to tell you the truth in the future. When you find the source of the rumors, instead of punishing anyone, you should explain to everyone how the rumor started and what it became as a result of being circulated from one person to the next. The most important is what the actual situation is. Be frank and sincere with everyone. Review the whole process to the full light of day without concealing anything. A rumor is something like a game. What the first person says after being repeated many times by others is gradually changed so that by the time it reaches the last person, it is often totally wrong. Although this is only a game, in real life, we often pass on information believing it is correct when in fact it is incorrect. Irrespective of whether it is done maliciously or innocently, if information which has not been confirmed is communicated, it may cause significant damage to another person or the organization. Stopping rumors is one of the very important tasks of a leader. It is not an easy one. A leader must put considerable efforts into developing a corporate culture that eradicates rumors. Confucius said that to arbitrarily repeat what you have heard on the road is to abandon virtue. A virtuous person should be careful not to do this. Confucius also emphasized the importance of checking why someone was either disliked or liked by everyone before forming your own opinion. Confucius said, to hear something on the road and then repeat it everywhere you go is to abandon virtue. Confucius said, if everyone dislikes someone, you should investigate why. If everyone likes someone, you should also investigate why. When I was working at GE, I had to lay off a very talented employee. At the time, I'd just become the manager of a new department. My boss told me that I should pay careful attention to two problem people in my department. As a result of this warning, I paid particular attention to what they said and did, trying to discover some clues from their daily behavior. I was surprised to discover that they both were very talented in different areas. This baffled me. How did such talented people become problems in my boss's eyes? I fetched their files from personnel department and found out that one of the two, no matter the ability or experience, should have been promoted to my position 9 years ago, but he had stayed all along at a junior management level. He was very unhappy about this, but had effectively turned his disappointment into an attitude of not caring. He was very capable and could quickly complete tasks. After that, he would fill in time and not do anything, over time developing a bad reputation. After I understood this, I wanted to try to help him. However, at that time, GE had a policy designed to protect employees and the company. In order to promote or fire an employee, approval of both his direct supervisor and his supervisor's boss was necessary. So even though I knew he was very talented, wanted to move him, and was his supervisor's boss, his direct supervisor did not agree, and there was nothing I could do about the situation. On top of this, his previous bad record made it even more difficult to persuade anyone. I felt it very unfortunate that someone so talented could not be given an important position because of restrictions in the system. So I called him in to discuss the situation, explain what I thought about it, and then suggested he should leave the company. Although it was a very good company, it was difficult for someone with high aspirations to develop. For him to continue, there would be a waste of his time. Not long after, he did resign. He found another job that enabled him to utilize his abilities, and within 6 months, became the vice president of a well-known company. From practical experience in life, I have come to appreciate why Confucius said that in dealing with others, we should have the ability to think independently. If you know that everyone dislikes a certain person, you have to investigate why. If everyone likes him, you also have to understand the reason. Without the ability to think independently, it is easy to be misled and misunderstand another person.
The book you just heard is Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, which was written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and published by China's Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press.